Give the world a smile each day.
Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We are located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Tuesday to you. Hope you're having a great day today. This is the day the Lord hath made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. And hope you're rejoicing today in the Lord. And looking forward to what the Lord has in store for us on this Tuesday. Now, if your Bible's nearby, I want to talk to you a little bit today from Colossians chapter 3. Notice in Colossians 3, beginning in verse 8, "But now ye also put off all these, anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision or uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free, but Christ is all and in all." Notice that phrase, Christ is all. You know, people often say, well, who is Jesus? You know, back in the day when Jesus was on the earth, remember Jesus asked his followers, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" Well, some said, "You're John the Baptist." Others said, "You're Elijah." Others said, "You're Jeremiah." Others said, "You're one of the prophets." But of course, Peter said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." The cults of our day, Charles Taz Russell, leader of Jehovah's Witnesses, said, "The man Jesus is dead, forever dead." Brigham Young, who's one of the leaders or founders of the Mormon religion, said, "Jesus Christ was a polygamist." Mary and Martha, the sisters of Lazarus, were his plural wives, and Mary Magdalene was another. My friend, that's Brigham Young of the Mormon religion. Christian scientist Mary Baker Ruth Eddy Chapman said, "God is indivisible. A portion of God cannot enter man, neither could God's fullness be reflected by a single man." The Muslims say he's just a prophet, a good man, a great teacher. Oh, my friend, who do you say Jesus is? Who do you say that Jesus is? Need to recognize who Jesus is and what Jesus has done for us. To the artist, he's the one that's altogether lovely. To the architect, he's the chief cornerstone. To the astronomer, he's the Son of Righteousness. To the baker, he's the living bread. And to the banker, he's the hidden treasure. To the biologist, he is the life. To the builder, he's the sure foundation. To the doctor, he's the great physician. To the educator, he's the great teacher. To the farmer, he's the Lord of harvest. To the geologist, he's the rock of ages. To the gardener, he's the true vine. To the juror, he's the faithful and true witness. To the jeweler, he's the pearl of great price. To the lawyer, he's the counselor and advocate. To the newspaper man, he's the good tidings of great joy. To the optometrist, he's the light of the eyes. To the philanthropist, he's the unspeakable gift. To the philosopher, he's the wisdom of God. To the preacher, he's the word of God. To the sculptor, he's the living stone. To the servant, he's the good master. To the student, he's the incarnate truth. To the theologian, he's the author and finisher of our faith. To the sinner, he's the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. Well, who is Jesus to you? I know we're in America where 80% claim to be Christian, but yet the same 80%, 56 believe that Jesus is God, and only 46% believe Jesus was sinless. My friend, that's not the Jesus of the Bible. I want to talk to you about Jesus today. Not the Jesus in my mind or the Jesus in your mind, but the Jesus of the Bible. First of all, the Bible says he's my Savior. He is the Savior. Unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Matthew 1:18, "Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sin." Acts 4 and verse 12, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." He is the Savior. And more importantly to me, he's my Savior. No, the Bible says, "For therefore," 1 Timothy 4:10, "for therefore we both labor and suffer reproach because we trust in the living God who is the Savior of all men, especially of those who believe." So he becomes your Savior when you believe on him. Dwight Moody told the story about a friend who, and what he thought of a certain man. And his friend could not speak of that man without tears coming to his eyes. And D.L. Moody asked him, why? And the man said, because he saved me. And then he told him the story. I work for a company, and I took some things that were not mine, intending to replace them. But the time was coming when they would be exposed, and I did not have the money to replace what I'd taken. So I went to that man, and I poured out my heart. And that man gave me the money to pay the debt. I'd be willing to lay down my life for that man. Oh, when we realize the debt that Jesus Christ paid for us on the cross, the debt that he paid for our sin, we would give our lives to live for him. He's a wonderful Savior to me. He's a wonderful Savior to me. I was lost in sin, but Jesus took me in. Oh, he's a wonderful Savior to me. He's my Savior, but he's also my Redeemer. Psalm 19:14, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. Redeem means to buy back. You see, the curse of sin and the penalty of sin rests upon every one of us today. All of us have descended from Adam. Therefore, we are all sinners, sentenced to death eternally in hell. And we are slaves to sin and to death. But I've been bought from that penalty of sin and death. Bought back at what price? The price of blood. 1 Peter 1:18, you were not redeemed from your conversation in the past with corruptible things such as silver and gold, but with the precious blood of Christ. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. My friend, we've been redeemed by his blood. What is Jesus to me? He's my Savior. What is Jesus to me? He's my Redeemer. What is Jesus to me? He's my Deliverer. He's not just my Savior from sin and my Redeemer from the penalty of sin. He's my Deliverer from the power of sin. He delivered the children of Israel from Pharaoh in Egypt. He delivered David from the giant Goliath. He delivered Joshua from the enemies in Canaan. He delivered Gideon with his 300 men from the Midianites. He delivered the three Hebrew boys from the fiery furnace. And he delivered Daniel from the lion's den. My friend, he's able to deliver thee. He is able to deliver thee. Though by sin oppressed, go to him for rest. Our God is able to deliver thee. Oh, my friend, God is able. In Mark chapter 5, he delivered the maniac of Gadara from a legion of demons. A great multitude of people came out to see what happened, and they see now the man is sitting and clothed in his right mind. And he desires to go with Jesus, but Jesus says, no, go home to your friends and tell them what great things God has done for you. Oh, I can imagine that man going home and knocking on the door. Who is it? Mary? Mary? He said, Jacob? Jacob, is that you? Yes. Yes, it's me. And I can see her getting the children and putting them in the back room and saying, now stay here and don't say a word. No, Mary. Mary, open the door. You don't have to be afraid of me anymore. I'm well now. What? What? How? How? Let me tell you about it, Mary. Just open the door. I met a man named Jesus today. Let me him tell you what Jesus did for me. Oh, my friend, can't you see the great reunion? Can't you see the man walking through the city and people begin to hide and then they realize, wait a minute, his wife's with him. His children are with him. Is that him? Is that really him? What happened to you? I'm sure they told everybody. I'm sure he told everybody what Jesus had done for him. I don't care what your sin is. I don't care whether it's lust or greed or lying or tobacco or drugs or alcohol or bitterness or gossip. I'm glad to tell you he is able to deliver you. He's the Savior. He's the Redeemer. He's the Deliverer. He's also the great physician. Jesus says, they that are whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. And can I tell you, as a physician, he's never lost a case. He's never failed a patient. He's never failed to heal one that comes to him. And he's had some tough cases. He cured a woman that had an issue of blood for 12 years. She had tried all the physicians, but she didn't get any better. She only got worse. And she touched the hem of his garment and was made perfectly whole. Now, all of us have a blood disease. You know what it is? Sinful blood. We got it from Adam. And that sinful blood separates us from God. And it causes us to do things that we don't want to do and ought not to do. You see, we're born sinners with a wicked, lost, sinful heart in need of salvation, in need of forgiveness. But where can you find a doctor that'll do spiritual surgery on your spiritual heart? Oh, there's all kinds of doctors running around claiming to have a cure for a sinful heart. Maybe it's Dr. Reformation. Clean up your life. Turn over a new leaf. Develop some good habits, new habits. And that'll change your heart and condition before God. But salvation doesn't come by subtracting bad habits or bad sins from your life. Dr. Reformation won't cure you. Dr. Education won't cure you. Dr. Religion won't cure you. Just joining the church, getting baptized, that'll do it. No, it won't do it. You can go all those doctors and they're not going to change your heart. You're not going to get better. In fact, you may even get worse. There's only one doctor for the soul that can do, that can remove the guilt, the shame, the condemnation that you feel. And his name is Dr. Jesus. Don't spend another day or another dollar in search of what only Jesus Christ can do for you. This woman had a problem and she was unable to solve for herself. And so do you and I. You have a sin problem that you can't solve. You have to let Jesus take care of it. And the good news is he's still on duty. He's still on duty. He's the great physician. And then I want you to notice he's my shepherd. Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will. Oh, my friend, he's the great shepherd of the sheep. The Bible says, for ye were as sheep going astray, but are now returned unto the shepherd and bishop of your souls. The shepherd, can I help you? The shepherd is concerned about every sheep. When Jesus told the story of the shepherd who had 100 sheep, and as he brings them in for the night, he counts them and he gets up to 99 and there's one missing. And he leaves those 99 and goes looking for the one sheep that's not there. Because see, the shepherd knows every one of his sheep. Oh, sheep may look alike to us, but not to the shepherd. He'll point out something unique to each sheep. Maybe a black spot, maybe a torn ear, maybe a bad toe, maybe a crossed eye. But our shepherd knows each one. And listen, our shepherd knows our defects, every one of us. And he still loves us. And he still leads us beside green pastures. He still leads us beside the still waters. He's the good shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. A little girl in Sunday school, she got it right. You know what she said? She said, the Lord is my shepherd. That's all I want. Oh, could I help you today? On this Tuesday, October 14, 2025, I'll testify to you, the Lord is my shepherd. And that's all I want. And I would add, that's all I need. And I would add, that's all you need. Why? He's your Savior. Why? He's your Redeemer. Why? He's your Deliverer. Why? He's your Physician. Why? He's your Shepherd. He's all I need. And he's all you need. Thank the Lord for the Lord Jesus. Wow, Christ is all I need. Christ is all I need. All that I need. As Colossians says, Christ is all and in you all. Let's glorify him. Let's live our lives to be pleasing in his sight today, shall we? And let's do our best to glorify him in all we do. Well, I want you to have a great Tuesday, and I'll look forward to being with you on the broadcast tomorrow. And of course, that'll be Wednesday, and that'll be church night. And I'll say more about our midweek service when we get together for the broadcast, Lord willing, tomorrow on Wednesday. All right? And until tomorrow, this is Brother Slaybaugh reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
The joy of serving Jesus with a smile, a bright sunny smile.